McDonald Max Basketball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, AMPI, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the McDonald Max pregame show, here is your WOGO sports team.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside the friendly and warm confines of McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls for this Western Cloverbelt Conference girls basketball game pitting the longtime rivals, your McDonald Central Lady Max and the Ramblers of Eau Claire Regis. McDonald comes into this game 15-3 on the year, 9-2 in the Western Cloverbelt Conference, tied for second behind only Osseo Fairchild and ranked fourth in the state in Division 5 in the last WISSports.net coaches poll. On the other side for Eau Claire Regis, they are 7-11 on the year, 4-7 in the WCC. That is good enough for sixth in the conference, but seven games have been decided by 6 points or less for this Regis team. They are 3-4 in those games, and that certainly has added to their less than gaudy record so far. I'm Caleb Swenson, joined by Mark Maloney here on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM and AM 680 on your radio dial, live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. And as always, pleased and privileged to partner our WOGO Sports Audio with our friends at McDonald Central for Max TV. You can link to that via McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or scroll down to the bottom for the links under sports schedule at WOGO.com. The Lady Max, the Lady Ramblers here tonight, Mark Maloney, and as we're watching the JV game right now, 55-24 for the home team. It was tight in the first half and probably expecting a pretty tight game in the varsity matchup as well.
I would think so. I mean, that's going to be a great game, and yeah, I'm kind of watching this here JV team playing out there too, and there's only 27 seconds left, but yeah, it'll be nice though. I mean, the girls kind of rebounded off of that Osseo loss last Friday night and came back and beat Marshfield Columbus on Saturday, and you know, it's good to see them guys getting things rolling again, and we wanted to make sure they kept their heads up after that tough loss, and I think they did, and now they're going to have another really tough game tonight.
And again, the atmosphere was just nothing short of electric the last time we saw these girls. Again, it was last Friday night, so almost a week ago on the 28th, and that was a tough one to take, a 59-50 loss to Osseo Fairchild, an incredible team. Coach Simpson does a phenomenal job, and that's a team that's truly 8, 9, maybe 10 players deep. They're phenomenal, but McDonald, I think, would still say we left some plays out there and could have been there. It's no disrespect to the opponent to just say we think we could have got them, and unfortunately 0-2 against the Thunder, and so coming right back the next day, they thump a Columbus Catholic team that maybe isn't having their strongest season, but 56-24 when not only you beat someone by 32, but when you hold any varsity team to 24 points, that's a pretty stellar effort.
Oh, exactly. You know, and again, it was good for them girls to get in there and turn it all around. So, wrapping this game up. But again, tonight I'm coming up here, Caleb, and I see the place is absolutely packed, and I think there's a lot to do with the
Cinderella
going on for this weekend.
Well, started 14 minutes ago, so.
So yeah, it's kind of a busy little place, and they're kind of letting these foreign exchange students get some baskets here real quick, and there, they both made a basket, so everybody's happy. Game's going to be done. And
55-24, the final in the JV contest here tonight. And again, if you're coming out to the game tonight, come enjoy the game. And there certainly are more showings of Cinderella so you can support. Again, another great program here, the drama program at McDonald Central. Let's take a look at the last time both of these teams were out, starting with Eau Claire Regis. They knocked off Thorpe. And again, Thorpe is struggling this year, 0-11 in the conference, 68-39 on the road at Thorpe. The Ramblers were up 35. 35-16 at the half and rolled. Ava Hyman with 17 points. The talented senior McKenna Rorschach, who's the only senior on this roster for second-year head coach Teddy Joas, she had 15 in that game. And then Ashley Chilson, the 6-foot sophomore, so talented. She has had 12 points in that game as 8 different players scored for the Ramblers. And speaking of sophomores, Hyman is just a sophomore as well. So this is a Regis team that is definitely ascending. On the other side for McDonald, as we mentioned, they've been off all week after a quick turnaround. The Friday night loss to Osseo Fairchild, and then they roll over Columbus Catholic 56-24 here at home. Emily Cooper, I was watching that live stream. She shot 4 of 8 from three-point range, and she did not even nick the rim on those makes. I mean, it was as pure as pure can be, as we're seeing Parents Night here tonight, and always wonderful to see the players and giving the roses to the parents. But again, I was able to watch the live stream from home since I couldn't make it out in person, and when Emily is bombing those threes, I mean, it's a really pretty thing to behold, and it certainly makes this team's offense look a lot more impressive.
Yeah, I mean, she's got a great shot, and there's you know, they got a lot of good shooters on that team. So and again, like you said, when Emily, and she's, you know, got that rainbow arcing shot, and you know, it's fun just to watch it. And when it comes down all net, it's all net.
Again, Emily had 14 points on 4 of 8 from downtown. She also, though, is doing so many other things well. 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals in that game. Marley Hughes had 9 points. She was 3 of 10 from the field, but also added 4 rebounds and 4 assists. She averages almost 5 assists per game. Aubrey Dorn, 8 points, 2 rebounds against Columbus Catholic on Saturday. Lauren Dietz, again, 7 points, 6 rebounds, not up to her normal average, but again, that was kind of a runaway game from fairly early. Abby Petronovich continues to battle on the board. She had 2.7 rebounds on Saturday. Destiny Boffman, 3 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 steals. Destiny typically isn't going to lead this team in scoring. She's done it once or twice this year, but she is doing so many, such a great athlete. She's doing so many things well.
Yeah. I mean, and again, you know, Lanise is right there, and Lanise has been practicing now, so she's really hoping to get out on that floor, and that's always fun watching her. But yeah, Destiny is such a, I don't know, she's a so unselfish team player that sometimes people say it. I think you and I both made the comments that she doesn't shoot the ball enough. You know, I mean, she's got a great shot, and she's a good athlete. She's a good basketball player, but she's so unselfish and just wants everybody else to succeed, and does a lot of dishing and stuff like that, and it's fun watching her play.
Emma Stelter also had 4 points and 3 rebounds, as we're just seeing Destiny Boffman right in front of us with her parents. And again, I want to give a little shout out here to Chris Horan, Lanise Boffman as well. So Lanise and Destiny with their parents here on Parents Night. Chris does such a wonderful job all throughout this season, taking so many photos of McDonald teams. So a shout out to Chris Horan Photography here tonight. Again, that game against Columbus Catholic, I think what was most impressive to me, Mark, was the defense. They only allowed 11 points in the first half.
Yes.
And again, it's not the strongest Marshfield Columbus team maybe that we've seen, but that's a really impressive feat.
That's tough to do. Like you said, anywhere, you know, it's just tough to do. So, yep, hats off to the girls. And again, you know, maybe they had a little bad taste in their mouth left over from Friday night, and you know, unfortunately, Marshfield Columbus maybe had to be the recipients of the Mac girls just kind of unloading on them. But again, you know, and Coach Cooper was kind of reiterating that in his post game that, yeah, we need to play better defense. So maybe the girls kind of took that to heart.
A few more stats of note from that victory for the Lady Macs over Marshfield Columbus. They were 22 of 64 from the field. That's 34%. 5 of 10 from the free throw line, 50%. So, again, probably looking to improve on that a little bit more. But a solid performance. Hit 7 three-pointers, 33% from downtown, and 42 rebounds in that game. 16 assists. This was what I marked in bold. Only 4 turnovers. 12 steals, only 4 turnovers for the Lady Macs. That is going to win you a lot of games.
Yes. That's key to, you know, that's always one of our keys just about every single night is, playing, taking care of the basketball, not having any turnovers, playing some good defense, but 4 of them, that's phenomenal.
Again, this is your WOGO postgame show, kind of an elongated pregame show, rather, here on WOGO Sports. Our post-glass postgame show will be coming up at the end of the broadcast, and hopefully we're talking about a McDonald win. But again, the JV game running just a bit late, and now we're getting started for warm-ups here as just wonderful moments with the young ladies being able to present the traditional roses on Parents' Night to their parents. And I love that they do it up in the stands as well, and go to meet them in the stands. So a lot of fun here tonight. We're going to take a quick break, but first a reminder that Midwinter Mardi Gras at McDonald puts the fun in fundraiser. Mark your calendars for February 12th. That is a week from Saturday. 100% of the proceeds from this incredible event support McDonald's schools and students, and you are going to love it. A delicious dinner, casino and carnival-style games, and live jazz music from Tropo, plus a cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,000. Get your dinner and raffle tickets today right here at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's Midwinter Mardi Gras a week from Saturday, February 12th. We're going to take a quick 2.5 minute break. Then we'll be back with our interviews with both head coaches as our WOGO pregame show continues. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports back in 2.5.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic. To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA. Both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV. The great rivalry tonight between Eau Claire Regis and Chippewa Falls McDonald Central. Here with head coach Teddy Joyce of Eau Claire Regis. Coach, first and foremost, how close is your team to being where you want them to be? I counted seven games that were decided by 6 points or less, and I believe you're 3-4 in those games. But, I mean, right there with everybody else in the conference.
Yeah, you know, we've put every team competitively basically all year. A few blemishes that I'd like to get back on our record, but for the most part, we've been competitive in every game. And it's a product of that, the seven games you mentioned, having basically one junior, one senior playing with four sophomores and a couple freshmen. So that inexperience shows during some close games, but ultimately we're building to where we want to go, and then the future is bright for us.
Coach, when you look at that star senior on your roster, McKenna Rorschach, a lot of people look at her because she's scoring almost 20 points per game, but you're getting a lot of production from Ashley Chilson and Ava Hyman.
Yeah, they're two sophomores that got a lot of minutes last year. And then they were thrown into to kind of more important roles this year. Last year we were blessed to have a big senior class, so they could play more limited roles. Now they're forced to play some more important roles for us and a lot more minutes for us. And they've been doing that extremely well.
Coach, when you saw McDonald last, you had the lead at half. They shot from three very well in your place. Is it a matter of denying that three, or you're just saying, you know what, we tip the cap, they had a great shooting night, but we think it won't be as good tonight?
Kind of a combination of both. You know, they're obviously a very good team. They're a heavy senior group with a lot of great shooters and really five athletes out on the floor almost all time. Four of them usually on the floor can shoot pretty well. So they're a very tough matchup. And obviously we try to get out on shooters. We try to limit that. But ultimately, you know, they're a very good team, and we know that. And we're going to continue to kind of switch it up on them and do the best we can to try to limit that and confuse them tonight.
Well, Coach, Regis and McDonald, always a great rivalry, and we're looking forward to another fun one here tonight. Thanks so much for your time.
Perfect.
Head Coach Chetty Joas of the Ramblers back after this with Coach Cooper of the Lady Macs, McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
My name is Tracy Smisky, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports live here at McDonald Central in Chippewa Falls. What a great rivalry. Eau Claire Regis and Chippewa Falls McDonald Central here with head coach Don Cooper of the Lady Max. Coach, last time we saw you, it was a tough loss against Osseo Fairchild. Did it help your girls at all to have no time at all to think about it because they had to play the next day?
It really benefited us to have that game right away, and the girls got it off their shoulders and they played really good.
Now, last time you saw tonight's opponent, Regis, they were up on you by two at the half, and they're a team, I think I counted seven games, they've lost by 6 points or less. Their record may not be gaudy in the conference, but they are right there.
They are. They're just well-coached by Teddy Joas, and they got a great program. They're just one or two possessions away from, you know, stealing some victories. They got a great program, a great player in McKenna Roshide. And we got to be able to come tonight and play.
Coach, stretch run here again, most of the way through your second time through the conference, and playoffs are looming. There's still goals that you want to achieve in the regular season, of course, but what are you looking for each game now when we're counting them on one hand almost before the playoffs?
Well, again, we're looking at improvement and consistency. So if we get our consistency, I think we'll be on the right track. And keeping our vision and our goals in front of us of what we want to achieve.
And finally, Coach, you mentioned McKenna Roshide. There's some good height on this Regis team, too. Defensively and offensively, what's one or two keys tonight?
Well, the key is that we've got to be able to run transition and execute. I think we only had like 8 to 10 points off of transition last time. So we really have to push that basketball, make them play both ends of the court. So that's really going to be a big key in being able to limit Roshide to points.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward. Hopefully we're talking about another Lady Max win.
All right. Thank you very much for the great coverage.
Head coach Don Cooper of McDonald Central. It's the Max and Regis on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Greg Misfeld. I am a vice president commercial lender with Northwestern Bank here in Chippewa. We truly care about our customers. They're not just a loan number or an account. They're people. And one of the best things working for Northwestern Bank is their dedication to the community. It's an expectation, and you're supported in all aspects when you do get involved.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Welcome back to WOGO Max Pregame here on WOGO Radio and Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you above Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium here at McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. It's the Lady Max and the Lady Ramblers, McDonald v. Regis in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Last time these two teams met, 47-36, McDonald got the win on the 6th of January on the road at Regis. The Lady Max were down two at the half. Ava Hyman, the talented sophomore with 11 points. McKenna Rorschach was held to eight. She's averaging nearly 19 per game. On the other side for McDonald, as per usual, leading the way, Lauren Dietz, 14 points, 10 rebounds, had a double-double, two steals, 4 of 16 from the field, but 2 of 3 from three-point range. Marley Hughes, 12 points, 4 assists, 2 of 5 from downtown. Emily Cooper, 11 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. She was 2 of 8 from three-point range. And Destiny Boffman, the fourth Lady Max player in double digits with 10 points, 6 rebounds. And Destiny was 2 of 3 from downtown. Aubrey Dorn had 8 rebounds and 2 assists. Abby Petronovich was 6 rebounds and 1 assist. McDonald just shot 28% from the floor, but they were 9 of 11, 82% from the foul line, and 8 of 19. Knocked down 8 threes, 42% from downtown, Mark. They only turned the ball over 8 times. 7 steals in that game against Regis. That's about half of what they normally get. But again, when you're keeping those turnovers below double digits, you're in a pretty good spot.
Yes, and again, that the girls are going to have to take care of that tonight. And watching everybody warm up, it looks like the McDonald girls seem to be hitting some good baskets here, and the Regis girls are doing well over there too. So I think this is going to be whoever starts out the fastest, maybe.
Well, it's time for tonight's Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyce and Ford in Chippewa Falls. What do you think? Is a fast start one of the keys tonight?
I do. I was thinking of that, just watching everybody warm up, and I'm just going, man, whoever comes out hot at the beginning is going to be a key to the winning this game, and I'm hoping it's the Mac girls. I think they can get out and run with these girls, and again, keeping those turnovers down is going to be very valuable. And just watching these girls, they just, I don't know, Caleb, just looking at this team tonight, it just seems like they have so much confidence going into this game. Hopefully not overconfident, because Regis does have a very good team.
Well, the last time these two teams met on this floor, the one matchup in 2020, 56-37, the Lady Macs, they held McKenna Rorschach to just 4 points in that game. Ava Hyman had 8, Lauren Dietz with 13, Emily Cooper with 12, and Emma Stelter with 9. That's your Toyce and Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyce and Ford in Chippewa Falls. We're back with your player introductions and tip-off next on WOGO Sports and Max TV. This is Lady Macs Basketball.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Game time here in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Dawson Halverson back at the controls of the WOGO home base in Halley. The Eau Claire Regis Ramblers being introduced first. 7-11 on the year. McDonald Central 15-3. Regis at 6th in the conference. McDonald at 2nd. Starting out for Regis, Emma Klink, a 5'8" sophomore forward, number one, averaging 4.2 points per game. McKenna Rorschach, their leading scorer, the 5'9" lone senior on this roster, a forward guard combo, number two, 18.8 points per game and 5.2 rebounds. Mason Cullinan, a 6'1" junior forward, number four, with 2.6 points. Ava Hyman, number 10, a 5'5" sophomore guard, averaging 11.8 points. That's second on the team, 5.1 rebounds. And Ashley Chilson, the 6-footer, just a sophomore, a forward center, number for 33, averaging 10.7 points and 8.5 rebounds. On the other side for McDonald, Destiny Boffin, the 5'7" senior guard number 0, averaging 6.6 points and 6.8 rebounds. Marley Hughes, 5'9" junior small forward number 1, 9.3 points per game, second on the team with 4.6 assists. Also for McDonald, Emily Cooper, the 5'8" sophomore guard number 22, 4.7 assists. That leads the team. She's second in scoring with 11.3. Lauren Dietz, 5'4" senior guard number 24, 16.2 points per game, leads the team. 7.6 rebounds per game leads the team there as well. And rounding out the starting five for McDonald, Abby Petronovich, the 5'10" senior center number 42, 3 points per game, 7.2 rebounds. That is second on the team. McDonald is coached by Don Cooper, eighth year at the helm of the Lady Macs. Teddy Joas, second year for Eau Claire Regis, and we are set, ready to begin. It's Ashley Chilson against Marley Hughes, and Marley wins the tip, and McDonald moving left to right to begin. Hughes, cross-court skip just inside the three-point arc.
Oh.
Nice cut by Abby Petronovich. Destiny Boffin finds him, and that's an assist for Destiny, and that's two for Abby.
Great look by Destiny to find Abby wide open all by herself, making an easy layup.
Eau Claire Regis, Kelly Green tops and bottoms with yellow accents, black numerals and lettering. Ashley Chilson gets one down low just inside the left block, and she scores her first two of the night. The sophomore, McDonald, resplendent in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms, royal blue numerals and lettering, as Marley Hughes called for dragging a pivot foot up top.
Something that we really don't want, but it wasn't much.
Lady Max with some full court man-to-man pressure here. Ashley Chilson across midcourt, ridden by Marley Hughes into the left corner, working the bounce. Up top, they'll swing around right side, firing down in the post to McCrenna. Rorschach. Rorschach rolls one in over the top of Destiny Boffin, and that's the first lead of the night for Eau Claire Regis, 4-2. Rorschach, 5'9", some decent height, works her way down to the post. Emily Cooper at the right block. She goes in against Ashley Chilson. We'll back it back out to Destiny Boffin. Boffin straight on for three. Splash it.
Nice.
Destiny Boffin making it rain.
Good to see her hitting them.
5-4. McDonald takes the lead back. Destiny was 2 of 3 from downtown against Regis and scored 10 points at the home of the Ramblers back in early January. Right side, Cullinan goes up top to the talented sophomore Ava Hyman. Right side feed. Rorschach takes it between the wheels. Working off a screen. Picks up her dribble 16 feet from the hoop. Jumper from way back. Off the back of the bracket. Rebound to Petronovich. Long lead feed ahead to Marley Hughes. She'll stop and pop just off the block. Goes glass and good. Marley Hughes makes it 7-4 McDonald. Well, KG moved by the junior there.
Yes. And she was wide open. So I thought she was going to go to the hole, but decided to go to the bank instead.
Hyman, the sophomore, spins down the right side of the lane, high off the glass and good. Ava Hyman, her first basket, averaging almost 12 a contest, makes it a one-point game. Lauren Dietz tries to score on the other side. Left-handed layup comes up short. Rebound to Chilson. And now McKenna Rorschach will push down the near side of the floor. Rorschach straight on against Destiny Boffin. Spinning into the lane, Rorschach. Work back around the perimeter on the right. Swing to Ashley Chilson in the right corner. Chilson, the 6-foot sophomore, working a left-handed dribble up top. Flips it left side for Cullinan. She'll leave it in the corner for Emma Klink. Klink in the lane, 6-footer. Nothing but net, and Regis regains the lead as four different Ramblers players have scored, and it's 8-7 Eau Claire Regis over McDonald.
Yeah, they're just getting some shots off. They're not pretty, but
Dietz, elbow jumper, back-rimmed it. Offensive rebound, Destiny Boffin rips it out. Work around the perimeter. Emily Cooper for her first three of the night. Online splashed it. Pure as the driven snow.
Love this view from here when she shoots the ball. It's just beautiful to watch.
Two hits from beyond the arc for McDonald. 10-8. They lead Regis. Marley Hughes getting fended off by Ashley Chilson. And they're going to get Marley for a foul. There was a little back and forth there as Marley was reaching and the forearm shiver, as you say, yeah, by Ashley Chilson. So somebody was probably going to get called in that exchange.
Yeah.
Well, Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley, positively impacting students, families, and businesses for over 57 years. See how you can grow with Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/roots, insured by NCUA. Tipped pass retrieved by Regis off the inbound. Ashley Chilson now has it on the right wing, maintaining the dribble. New entrant into the game is Annabelle Schroeder, 5'8 sophomore. Schroeder, a little bobble up top, goes left side for Cullinan. Into the left corner just inside the arc, Hyman. He'll work back to Rorschach. Rorschach spinning into the left corner. Rorschach straight on. Ball fake, driving for a 10-foot runner. That one off the back of the bracket and the backboard. Rebound pushed ahead by McDonald. Emily Cooper left side. Marley Hughes back to Cooper. Cooper thought about a second three from the same spot there to Lauren Deeds. She'll take a three from the same spot.
Yeah.
And she'll rattle it in.
We like that spot.
That's the first bucket tonight for Lauren Dietz. 13-8 McDonald. Schroeder, too strong off the glass. Offensive rebound, put back, no, but a foul. That will send Ashley Chilson to the line. Get your dinner and raffle tickets for Midwinter Mardi Gras at McDonald. It puts the fun in fundraiser. Mark your calendars for February the 12th. 100% of the proceeds support McDonald's schools and students, a delicious dinner, casino and carnival-style games, and live jazz music from Tropo. As the first free throw good for Ashley Chilson. A cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,000 as well. Get those dinner and raffle tickets today here at the school in person or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. 2 for 2 for Ashley Chilson. Makes it a 3-point lead for McDonald, 13-10. As Chilson makes good on both from the charity stripe. Emily Cooper right side for Marley Hughes. Hughes up top, Destiny Boffman. Boffman left side for Cooper for her second three. Opposite side, same result. Emily Cooper from the right wing this time.
Nice to see him hitting them.
16-10. That is four makes from beyond the arc for McDonald. Four of their five field goals from downtown. 16-10. Chilson driving baseline against Hughes. Goes between two defenders. Nice. Blocked by Marley.
Beautiful block by Marley.
Hughes on the push. Marley right wing. Up top, Emily Cooper. Back to Marley on the right. Outside the arc. High-low feed. Good catch, Abby Petronovich.
Ooh.
Maybe somebody got a piece of that. Abby swats it back out, but Schroeder retrieves for Eau Claire Regis. McKenna Rorschach straight on, weaving through traffic. Hesitation dribble. Backs it out beyond the arc. Steps back for three. Rims in and out. It was a good-looking shot from Rorschach that just wouldn't go down. 16-10 McDonald, 12-40 and counting first half. Emily Cooper up top, working against Ava Hyman, maintaining a right-handed dribble. Off a screen from Abby Petronovich. Cooper penetrates right down the right side of the lane. The C's parted. And Emily Cooper has 8 points, so she gets an easy layup.
I think Abby kind of started that whole deal with her screens, and people don't like getting screened by Abby
now
when
Cooper
they run in.
Knocks it out of bounds away from Ava Hyman. Well, is there a new home on your horizon? It's time to contact Boffman Sewer and Septic, proud sponsors of Lady Max Basketball right here on WOGO Radio, one of the most knowledgeable companies for sewer and septic systems. If you're planning to build or just need a repair, Boffman Sewer and Septic. 18-10 McDonald, almost one-third of the way through the first half. Right wing, Regis up top, that's Schroeder. Schroeder against Lauren Dietz. Leaves it for Ashley Chilson on the right wing. Chilson, a couple bounces with the left hand. Now we'll drop it to Rorschach. Rorschach just outside the lane, right side. Backing down against Destiny Boffman, throws up a wild shot. She's going to get a foul, and that's probably what sent that shot all awry. And the Stelter's going to come in.
They kind of bailed her out there.
So McKenna Rorschach will go to the line for the first time tonight. Three quick whistles against McDonald. That is the first on Abby Petronovich. Rorschach, the first free throw. Is good. Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. Three generations of service and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Speaking of Stelter, Emma is into the game. Second free throw is good for McKenna Rorschach. Emma Stelter last year against Regis here on this floor had 9 points. She's a 5'6" senior forward, number 21 for the Lady Max. 18-12, McDonald with the lead. Left side, Emily Cooper. For Lauren Dietz, right of the wheel. Dietz puts it on the floor with the left hand. Back out to Emily. Cooper curling into the lane. Marley Hughes, right wing. Marley driving with the left hand. Her shot's batted out, but Destiny Boffman retrieves in the left corner. Pass, rather, was tipped. Emily Cooper down the left side of the lane. She goes with the left hand this time. High off the window and good. Emily Cooper has 10 points already. She has half of McDonald's scoring output so far in the first 7 minutes of the game. Ashley Chilson up top between the circles. Chilson, the six-footer, right side for McKenna Rorschach. Rorschach against Destiny Boffman, working off his screen. Rorschach, runner off the glass and good, and she bowled over Emma Stelter. They'll go no call there, and Rorschach another two. She has six.
Thought Emma was going to pick up that offensive foul there. She looked pretty set.
Right side, Emily Cooper. Cooper directing some traffic. Goes to the high post. Swing out. Lauren Dietz back to Cooper. Cooper rotates left side. Marley Hughes for three. Yes, that's just the way it's going tonight.
Now we have a
whistle afterward.
Too.
So basket Hughes has counts. Five. And basket counts. The whistle came so fast, I think it kind of deadened the roar of the crowd that you might have heard as McDonald's reined in five triples.
McDonald would get the ball back underneath our basket.
And that's the first whistle against Regis, and that one goes against Carly Borst, the 5'6 freshman. She'll quickly sub out. Marley Hughes inbounds. Emma Stelter, good position down low, and she rolls it in from low on the right.
Beautiful pass.
25-14, McDonald whistle in the backcourt. Callie Goulet just came in for McDonald, the 5'10 sophomore
right
forward.
Away.
And you know she's got five to use, so she uses the first one quickly. 11-point lead for the Lady Max. That's the fourth team foul. Inbounds to Rorschach. Rorschach in front of her own bench. Trapped there, puts it to the other hand, bending off Goulet. Crosses over at the logo. Rorschach working off his screen up top from Cullinan. Still maintaining a right-handed dribble. Rorschach, she's going to step back for a long three. That one way off the mark. Offensive rebound ripped away. Emma Stelter. Oh, goodness. Regis had it, and Stelter just stronger.
Yes, Emma had just a great box out there, and the ball came right over the top of her.
And she's given up a good 5 inches there to Cullinan.
That was a great play by Emma.
Callie Goulet, right wing, drops a pass to Lauren Dietz. Dietz looked like maybe she was bumped on the way up. No foul, and now a foul called on Emma Stelter. So we'll call that a clean block, and then Stelter.
No, that would go on Lauren.
Lauren Dietz with the foul. And that, unfortunately, is her second.
Yeah.
Team's fifth. So Lauren's going to step out. Marley Hughes is going to step out. Sydney Flanagan, number 20, into the game. Flanagan, one of the many seniors on this roster, 5'4" guard. And also Destiny Boffman back in as well. So 25-14 McDonald, but Regis a chance to make a push here with the Lady Max leading scorer sidelined. Stepping back for three and airballing it is Ava Hyman. Rebound to Emily Cooper, who leads the way in scoring for McDonald. What a great pass by Cooper. Callie Goulet couldn't quite finish, though, on the right. Wow, that was a pass from half court, and it was on a rope to the right block. Almost to the halfway point here the first half in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. 25-14, the Lady Max lead Regis. McKenna Rorschach up top, working off a little slip screen from Emma Klink. Rorschach against Callie Goulet.
Callie Goulet's got her hands full there.
Hyman to Rorschach. Rorschach, the senior.
She just picked up her
and
second.
And a quick push called on Goulet. That's the team's sixth, so Regis will be shooting free throws for the final 9 minutes of the first half.
That's all right. Play a little aggressive out there. See what they can do on the free throw line, maybe.
Chilson to inbound. Goes to Rorschach, right wing, right in front of the McDonald bench against Destiny Boffman. Back up top, Ava Hyman. They'll swing left side, Cullinan. Drop back to Rorschach. Rorschach cutting between a couple defenders and
jump ball
called. A tie up. Who got a hand in there? I don't know.
Emily
Cooper.
Yes. Emily had her hand right on it.
Possession, and Cooper will step out now as Marley Hughes comes back in. Possession stays with Regis, but a nice tie-up as they sandwiched McKenna Rorschach on her way to the hoop. Now another sub. So Callie Goulet out, and Aubrey Dorn comes in for the first time tonight. Dorn, the 5'11 sophomore forward, number 23. 4.2 points, 4.4 rebounds. Hyman drops it right into Rorschach. Rorschach flips one up with the right hand. No, rebound pulled down by Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan has it in the backcourt, dumps it off to Marley Hughes, and Marley's going to push down the far side of the floor. Rolls to Destiny Boffman, right wing, just inside the arc. Back to Marley, right of the circle. Marley flips it into the corner. Aubrey Dorn via Sydney Flanagan. Back to Sydney, rotates to Marley, right wing. Marley calling out traffic. McDonald trying to get their spacing correct here. High post feed, Aubrey Dorn. Fires it down to Emma Stelter. Stelter goes between two defenders from the right side of the hoop to the left and lays it up with the left hand and good. And Regis wants a timeout. We're going to step out and be back in half a minute. 27-14. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. The Max with the lead.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
We'll help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. At Smiles in Motion, their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at SIM4Kids.com. Regis out of the timeout. A quick jumper that does not hit the rim. Ashley Chilson, nice effort to save it, but Destiny Boffman, the quickest player to the ball. Ooh. Now McKenna Rorschach steps in front of a long Marley Hughes pass and steals it right back. She'll step into a three. That one way off the mark. Offensive rebound put back by Chilson. Counted in a foul. Chilson with 6 points.
Sydney.
That's the seventh McDonald foul, but shooting two here. Is Ashley Chilson. She's two for two on her first trip.
Yeah, let's get counted.
Oh, so one. Excuse me. So 3 for 3 now. And 7 points for Ashley Chilson. She has 7 of the 17 for Regis, who trails your McDonald Lady Max 27-17. Flanagan left wing. That was the first against Sydney. And now a missed pass. Is not sure where that one was going. Aubrey Dorn fired it into the paint, and it bounces without touching the McDonald player. Regis goes the other way with it. Feed to Chilson and maybe blocked on the way up by Dorn. I think she got a piece of that. McDonald with the basketball. Flanagan to Marley Hughes. Get it to the point guard.
I think you're right, Caleb. I think Aubrey got a piece of that basket, that shot.
McDonald facing a 2-3 zone. Aubrey Dorn right wing. Looks to the post. Nothing there right now. They'll rotate left side. Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan to Destiny Boffman. Long cross-court skip Marley Hughes. Hughes pulls up. 16-footer. Yes. Hughes is true. She has 7 points. It's a 12-point lead for McDonald's. We are under the 7-minute mark. Here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, live from McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Kenna Rorschach picks up the dribble. Right side feed, Ashley Chilson. Chilson up top, a little bit of a bobble for Emma Klink. Gets it back, leaves it for Hyman, left of the circle, working off a screen from Klink. Hyman, runner from 10 feet, way too strong off the top of the glass. Good defense by McDonald. Marley Hughes with the board. Hughes across the timeline, left side, Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan back to Marley, straight on. Marley holds on her hip, calling out directions. Right side into the corner, Aubrey Dorn outside the arc, back to Marley on the right wing. Marley taking her time, left side feed. Sydney Flanagan with 6:20 to play. Destiny Boffman in the left corner. Cross-court skip, Marley Hughes. Hughes show and go, flips it into the left corner again. Destiny Boffman thought about that three, might take it next time. Marley Hughes right side into the corner. Aubrey Dorn feeds the post. That's Destiny Boffman back out to Hughes. Hughes left side, Sydney Flanagan. Donald being patient on this possession. Flanagan on the left wing, penetrates into the paint, out to Marley Hughes. Hughes straight on with 5:55 to play. 29-17 McDonald. Dorn and Hughes playing catch left side. Flanagan. Couple bounces with the right hand. Back to Marley Hughes. Hughes, good fake. Back to Sydney. Sydney, the senior, flips out for Destiny Boffman on the left wing. Back to Sydney. Flanagan dribbling into the paint. Goes all the way to the hoop. Everything but the shot. The layup just comes up a bit short.
It's a nice drive there by Sydney.
Rorschach straight on. Works it to the right wing on the bounce to Ashley Chilson, right corner against Aubrey Dorn. Sophomore against sophomore. Rorschach comes up short as she runs into a crowd. Rebound to McDonald. Destiny Boffman throws it away as she was trying to find the point guard. Stolen by Rorschach. Rorschach down the left side of the lane over the top of Boffman. No. Offensive rebound knocked out of bounds. Nope. Going to be off of McDonald.
Yeah, that went off of Destiny's fingertips.
Ashley Chilson was fighting for it. I thought maybe she tipped it. The last touch by the Lady Max.
Timeout here.
5:09 to play. We are going to step out as well. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
At Culver's, we cook our butter burgers pretty much the same as you would at home. Only our 3-cut blend of fresh beef will do. Then you'll need to master our signature press and sear technique. You may want to practice a few thousand times. Add real Wisconsin cheese, top with a lightly buttered toasted bun, and serve yourself with a big warm smile.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole cook-to-order Butterburger thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Alley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Berry Global, innovators of plastic, has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing, named one of America's most responsible companies, and proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. It's been an impressive start for the Lady Max, but Regis, again, just hanging around so far, and they're within 12, and you'd like to see McDonald extend this lead just a bit more by the half.
I agree with you there, and you know, the girls are doing a nice job out there. They're hitting the threes, moving the ball very well. Regis is sitting, they went into a 2-3 zone here. They're not playing man-to-man. The McDonald girls are staying with their man-to-man, and I think, you know, they got Destiny on McKenna Rohr's side, probably their best player, and then when she's not in there, they put it on Callie Goulet and Aubrey, but they're doing a nice job defensively.
McDonald's committed 17 fouls, just one whistle against Regis as we are under 5 minutes to play. Chilson on the way to the hoop, can't roll one in with the left hand. She lost her balance a lit going up, maybe tripped over somebody's sneaker.
And Aubrey did a nice job of just holding her ground on that, too, not drawing the foul.
Left side, Emily Cooper, along with Destiny Boffman, Aubrey Dorn, Abby Petronovich, and Marley Hughes. Dorn took steps along the left side of the lane. Well, if you don't want to go out in the cold, the Medicine Shop offers free local delivery and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee offering free local delivery. Lauren Dietz back out there. She is playing with two fouls. Tipped pass up top, Aubrey Dorn. It bounces back to Regis, but Emily Cooper takes it away in the lane. Cooper fires a pass that's tipped, and Aubrey Dorn still takes it along the baseline, and she walked. Either walked or was going to fall out of bounds.
She got stuck with underneath the basket. Coach Cooper put his girls into a zone here, too, into a 1-3-1 with Aubrey up on top. She's a nice tall girl that gives him some trouble up on top.
So Dorn right now hassling McKenna Rorschach. She picks up her dribble between two McDonald offenders. Up top for Ava Hyman. Crosses over. Hyman slides a bounce to Schroeder. Works around the perimeter to Rorschach. Rorschach fires down into the post. That's Cullinan. Out to Hyman. Hyman tipped pass by Emily Cooper and stolen by Cooper.
That defense is the way to go there. Took him out, put him back in his zone. He did the same thing the other night against Osseo when they got in foul trouble. Put him in a zone, they don't foul as much.
So McDonald facing that 2-3 zone right now from Eau Claire Regis, and Marley Hughes up top between the circles goes left side. Lauren Dietz. Dietz, left side for Marley. Marley spots up for three. That one rattles in and out. Rebound knocked into the corner. That should be off of Regis's Ashley Chilson, and it is.
So that girls will get another shot at it. 3:27 left in the first half.
So Marley Hughes will inbound. Hughes holding into the left corner. Lauren Dietz. Dietz leaves it for Emily Cooper with 3:23 to play. 29-17 McDonald here in the first half in Chippewa Falls. Hughes straight on against Rorschach. Drops it off for Cooper. Cooper with 10 points to lead McDonald here tonight. Dietz back to Hughes. Marley drops it off for Emily Cooper. Cooper in the lane at the foul line, reverses direction. That's going to be a whistle against Eau Claire Regis. Well, current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org, the kindergarten referral program. Marley Hughes to inbound. She finds Abby Petronovich cutting to the hoop. Comes up just short from inside the left block. Under 3 minutes to play. Good inbounds.
Yes.
Chilson has her pass poked away but retrieved by Ava Hyman. Again at the top of that zone for McDonald. Aubrey Dorn just rushes back and forth and uses that length. Into the left corner. for Regis. A bounce pass to Chilson. Chilson curling to the lane. Short with the left hand. Offensive rebound. Schroeder. A bump. Oh, my goodness. That might be the third against Lauren Dietz. 2:41 to play. 29-17. And now McDonald really would love to extend this lead as their leading scorer is going to have to play carefully in the second half. First free throw, this is a 1-1, rattles out. Rebound, Destiny Boffin, push ahead Marley Hughes to Emily Cooper, right wing. Been a little bit of a drought here scoring for McDonald. Been stuck on 29 for a bit. Emily Cooper crosses over off a screen from Petronovich. Emily pulls up for three, straight on, rattles it in. That's her third of the first half, and Cooper has a game-high 13, 32-17 McDonald.
I knew you'd bring it out of us, Caleb.
It's the reverse jinx. Hyman picks up her dribble 30 feet from the hoop to McKenna Rorschach. Rorschach immediately doubled. At the right elbow, goes into the corner. That's an open look at a three for Regis and rattled home. And that was...
23.
Kara Olson. A steal now by Regis. McKenna Rorschach up top, 32-20. Rorschach for three. Back rim rattles in and out. It almost went down. Hyman high off the glass on the offensive rebound. No rebound. Pulled down by Destiny Boffin. McDonald will push with a minute 43 to play. Cooper left side for Marley Hughes. Hughes down the left side of the lane. Goes up with the left hand. And she rolls it in with some nice English. And Marley Hughes flirting with double digits as she has 9, 34-20 McDonald.
She had to get that underneath McKenna Rorschach to make that work.
Into the corner for Eau Claire Regis. That's Olsen again. Olsen's pass hits the shoe of Ashley Chilson on a tie-up that should be possession. McDonald, jump ball, and it will go to the Lady Macs. And Coach Cooper wanted to preserve that possession arrow and call a timeout. They didn't give it to him. Sydney Flanagan comes in for Abby Petronovich with a minute 13 left. McDonald holding on to a 34-20 advantage.
Got a little bit of a minute 13 here. See if we can open it up here again. We're up by 14, 34-20.
Emily Cooper straight on. Marley Hughes back to Cooper. Left wing thought about a really deep three. Cooper down the right side of the lane to Destiny Boffin in the right corner. Boffin cuts across the paint. Back to Cooper via Sydney Flanagan. Cooper up top, maintaining the bounce, leaves it for Marley Hughes. Hughes to Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan at the top of the key. Destiny Boffin back to Marley Hughes. His little head fake. Steps back for three. Straight on. Marley, will it go down? It will not. It bounced all around the iron. Rebound pulled down by Chilson after a fight with Aubrey Dorn. 30 seconds to play first half.
She is, Marley is shooting the ball very well.
Very confidently here tonight. Olsen drops off for Chilson. Chilson has to go down to the floor for a minute to get it. Back to McKenna Rorschach. Rorschach is fouled by Emily Cooper with 16 and a half seconds. Probably not the player you want to send to the line in this situation. Really, any situation, she's a good free throw shooter. Kenna Rorschach has 6 points. She's 2 for 2 from the line. And she will shoot a 1-1 here. Rorschach, good on the first. Give her 7. McDonald presumably would be able to hold this for the final shot if they wish, as Emma Stelter will step in for Sydney Flanagan. Marley Hughes and Aubrey Dorn at the low blocks right now for McDonald. Pending a possible miss. 34-21, the Lady Macs. Rorschach, the second of two. And the senior rims that one out. Pulled down by Destiny Boffman after a tip from Marley Hughes. McDonald with Emily Cooper crossing the mid-stripe with 10 seconds to play. Cooper to Marley Hughes straight on with 6. Emma Stelter. Stelter with 3. Back to Marley. Marley pulls up for 3 at the buzzer. That one just short. And we head into the half. A fast start for McDonald. Regis battling back, but a 34-21 advantage at the break for your Lady Macs. We're going to step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. This is Lady Macs Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality?
While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and PERC tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Mardi Gras at McDonald's puts the fun in fundraiser. Mark your calendars for February 12th, the 13th annual Midwinter Mardi Gras. 100% of the proceeds support McDonald's schools and students. Enjoy a delicious dinner, casino and carnival-style games, and live jazz music from Tropo. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,000. Seating is limited, so get your dinner and raffle tickets today, in person or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Why is Culver such a treat for so many families? Here's a hint. This treat is thick and creamy, and everyone can get it any way they like. Our fresh, frozen custard. We craft it in small batches throughout the day to make our guests stay. Shakes, cones, sundaes, concrete mixers, flavor of the day. Oh, and the toppings.
Who says you can't please everyone? There's more than one way to dessert at Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Alley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Hi, my name is Jamie Liebrandt, and I'm the Chief Credit and Lending Officer for Northwestern Bank. What I enjoy most about being a Northwestern Bank business banker is knowing what Northwestern Bank does and what I do makes a difference in the community. Whether it's working with a client or working with a nonprofit organization to serve the community needs, it's all, for me, very rewarding. To me, that's what makes the bank special.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Halftime here in Chippewa Falls. The Lady Macs of McDonald Central lead the Lady Ramblers of Eau Claire Regis 34-21 at the break. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. And we'll get to stats and highlights in just a moment here, a preview of our post-glass post-game show, and hopefully a lot more highlights to come in the second half. But you mentioned the Toys and Ford keys to the game. Who gets out to a fast start? That was certainly the Lady Macs here.
Yes, and they're playing some really good basketball, taking care of it, getting some good looks at the basket. Man, when they go into that 1-3-1 zone against Regis, it kind of shut them down very well, laid off the fouls pretty good. So we'll see what they do when they come out in the second half. If you're going to put them back in a man-to-man defense, they did pretty good there too, but they just got into some foul trouble. And again, Regis sat in their zone and then went back to man-to-man and then went back to the zone. So they're kind of seeing if they can't, mix McDonald up and see if they can't get their offense frustrated. But the way these girls are just shooting, it's so nice to see them that, everybody shoot the ball. It just looks like it's an automatic points. They're just shooting with so much confidence tonight. It's fun to watch them.
Six threes made by McDonald in the first half, 18 of their 34 points. Five players have scored for Eau Claire Regis, six for McDonald. McKenna Rohrscheib and Ashley Chilson lead the way for the Ramblers with seven apiece. Three for Kara Olson, 2 for Ava Hyman and Emma Klink. On the other side for McDonald, 13 for Emily Cooper in the first half, 3 hits from beyond the arc. Marley Hughes close behind with 9 points. 4 for Emma Stelcher, 3 for Lauren Dietz, who again has had significant foul trouble in the first half. Destiny Boffman also with 3, and Abby Petronovich with 2. Let's hear some of those first half fireworks, your WOGO highlights here at the half on WOGO Sports. Jibe, 5'9", some decent height. Works her way down to the post. Emily Cooper at the right block. She goes in against Ashley Chilson. We'll back it back out to Destiny Boffman. Boffman straight on for 3. Splash it. Nice. Destiny Boffman making it rain.
Good to see her hitting them.
Rimmed it. Offensive rebound. Destiny Boffman rips it out. The work around the perimeter. Emily Cooper for her first 3 of the night. Online splashed it. Pure as the driven snow.
Love this view from here when she shoots the ball. It's just beautiful to watch.
And as Chilson makes good on both from the charity stripe. Emily Cooper right side for Marley Hughes. Hughes up top, Destiny Boffman. Boffman left side for Cooper for her second 3. Opposite side, same result. Emily Cooper from the right wing this time.
Nice to see him hitting them.
Olson from downtown, 16-10. Chilson driving baseline against Hughes. Goes between 2 defenders, nice. Blocked by Marley.
Beautiful block by Marley.
Right side, Emily Cooper. Cooper directing some traffic. Goes to the high post. Swing out. Lauren Dietz back to Cooper. Cooper rotates left side. Marley Hughes for 3. Mm. Yes, that's just the way it's going tonight. Donald trying to get their spacing correct here. High post feed, Aubrey Dorn. Fires it down to Emma Stelcher. Stelcher goes between 2 defenders from the right side of the hoop to the left and lays it up with the left hand and good. And Regis wants a timeout. A little bit of a drought here scoring for McDonald. Been stuck on 29 for a bit. Emily Cooper crosses over off a screen for Petronovich. Emily pulls up for 3 straight on, rattles it in. That's her 3rd of the first half. And Cooper has a game-high 13, 32-17 McDonald. And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports. We're back in 60 seconds with Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. The Lady Macs lead Regis at the half, 34-21. Back in a minute.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number 1, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. 2, custom cut glass and mirrors. 3, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. 4, free mobile service. 5, window screen repair or replacement. And 6, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Welcome back to halftime here in Chippewa Falls. The Lady Macs and the Lady Ramblers, McDonald and Regis. It's time for our halftime tradition. That would be Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. As always, please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we'll get some of these younger guys down here at the bottom of my list with Noah Stewart, who is a Chi-High grad, just joined the Air Force just over a year ago, is down at Lackland Air Force Base. Chuck Gardo is in the Marine Corps, stationed in Hawaii. Ellie Eckes is a McDonald grad. I caught up with her. She's getting ready to apply for ROTC in the Army Guard. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, another Chi-High grad, is out of Spangdahlem, Germany, but is currently over in Africa. Matt Pulver, got to catch up with him, see where he's at. He's down at Laughlin Air Force Base trying to get his pilot license down there. Carter Billen out at Fairchild Air Force Base, and Major Corey Aber out of the Marine Corps is getting ready to retire. He's in Virginia right now. And then Glenn Maloney is out at McGuire Air Force Base. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base. Jordy Kabishek at Holloman Air Force Base. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm at Dover Air Force Base. Greg Hovland is at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois. Currently, Greg is over in Africa also. Sarah Passon-Bovey is with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of the Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Kristen Levesser Davis, her and her husband Travis, are manipulating their way back to South Carolina. I think they had to hole up last night. They ran into that weather down there. Who else do I got here? Brandon Anderson is from Colfax. He's on the USS Tucson as a nuke sub. He's out of Pearl Harbor. I'm trying to catch up with him. He might be out somewhere where he's not getting much social media. And again, with the way the world's going, Caleb, I'm sure glad that we have the strong military that we do, and a huge thank you to all of them.
Absolutely. We're seeing news even today of some military actions and
yes.
deployments, and so please stay safe. Come back home soon, and thank you for all that you do for us. As Regis will start the second half with a turnover, it gets away from McKenna Rorschib on an errant pass, and McDonald with her original starting five on the floor will now move right to left. That is Emily Cooper, Abby Petronovic, Lauren Dietz, Marley Hughes, and Destiny Boffin. Lady Max lead 34-21 here on their first possession of the second half. Hughes takes it on the right side from Cooper. Back to Destiny Boffman, straight on. Boffman back to Hughes. Hughes right side, head fake, doesn't take the three. Fires it into the right corner, Lauren Dietz. Dietz back to Marley. Marley straight on against Chilson. Left side, Destiny Boffman straddling the arc in the corner. Half a minute gone by second half. Lauren Dietz, Dietz to the foul line. Right side, Marley Hughes. Hughes that ponytail whipping with the big head fake. Left side, Destiny Boffman for her second three.
Ooh.
Oh, it looked good.
It did
Chilson
look good.
Runs it down. Pops in and out.
Very good.
McKenna Rorschib on the right wing against Marley Hughes. Hughes left side. A work down left block extended out to Ashley Chilson. Chilson against Hughes, driving left side. Goes too strong off the window. Rebound pulled down by Lauren Dietz. Dietz to Emily Cooper.
Max went back to man-to-man. And surprisingly, Lauren Dietz got carded with McKenna Rorschib.
Left side, Marley Hughes. They left her open. She'll take it. She'll make it.
Beautiful.
Marley Hughes shooting with confidence tonight. That's her second triple. She has 12 points. Behind only Emily Cooper for a game and team high. Rebound, McDonald after a miss from the left side by Eau Claire Regis. Destiny Boffin with the board to Emily Cooper in the right wing. Cooper, beautiful show and go. Tries a tough reverse. And that was in a crowd. Maybe getting a piece of that was Ashley Chilson.
It was a little tough shot. I didn't know she was going to, when she came around there, I thought she was going to try that, but.
37-21, McDonald, almost 2 minutes gone by here, second half. McKenna Rorschib on the right wing. Rorschib puts it on the floor with the right hand to Chilson. Chilson show and go right corner, flips it back out, and running back to half court to retrieve it is Emma Klink. Klink to Hyman, straight on. Hyman, the sophomore, picks up her dribble, poked away from her, and stolen by Emily Cooper, then knocked it out of bounds.
Nice.
And off of Hyman, out of bounds. It'll go to McDonald. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. Walk-in interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 at the Mason Companies corporate office. They're at 1251 First Avenue in Chippewa Falls, or you can apply online right away at masoncompaniesinc.com. That's masoncompaniesinc.com. Emily Cooper, short corner feed, Marley Hughes on the left. Hughes finds a cutting Lauren Dietz.
Ooh.
Dietz, 16-foot jumper, pops in and out, just like you mentioned. That's a very makeable shot for Lauren, and usually it goes down. Rorschib splitting a couple defenders into the lane, kick out. Right side, Ava Hyman. Hyman straight on for Ashley Chilson. Chilson fires down at the right block, and blocked on the way up. Destiny Boffin got a piece of that shot from Rorschib. Push ahead to Marley Hughes from Emily Cooper. Cooper. Or excuse me, Marley Hughes, rather, from Cooper. And Hughes now is 15. They were calling for a walk. I'm not sure.
It was really, really close.
It's a little bit of a jagged Euro step from Marley.
Yeah.
As Hyman tries to answer on the other side, no offensive rebound. Pulled down Ashley Chilson, and she battles down low with Abby Petronovic. Held ball possession McDonald. And, yeah, that's just going back to Marley. Marley had a two-on-one, but her view was kind of blocked to make the pass, so it looked like she wanted the pass and, again, took kind of that staggering step. Again, not to just be a homer, but I'm not sure that she walked.
Yeah, it was really, really close. Marley kind of doubted herself even after the shot. But you're right. I mean, she looked like she wanted to dish it.
Emily Cooper, 4-3. Oh, it rattles in and out. Battling for it, Lauren Dietz and Marley Hughes with the offensive rebound after the effort by Lauren. 39-21, the Lady Max. 14:38 to go, second half. Hughes cutting inside the right elbow, back out to Lauren Dietz. Dietz steps back for three, right side, book it. Oh, you can tell she wanted to get hers.
Yes, she
She's
did.
Been sitting on the bench for too long with foul trouble. Lauren Dietz, two makes from beyond the arc. She has six. 42-21, McDonald's doubled up on the Ramblers. Schroeder drops into the post, blocked away there, and back out to Schroeder on the quick hands of Abby Petronovic. Schroeder leaves it from McKenna Rorschach. Rorschach crosses over into the lane, spinning. Back out to Ava Hyman. Hyman between a couple defenders, blocked on the way up. Either Marley or Emily Cooper got a piece of that. Now Emily on the run across the logo. Cooper down the left side of the lane. Beautiful fake on the pass. Misses the shot. Offensive rebound put back no by Petranovic. And not quite reestablishing herself on the offensive rebound attempt was Emily Cooper. She has a little grin as the officials right on top of that one. Emily jumped in from out of bounds along the baseline, but touched the ball first before reestablishing. A couple subs for Regis, so Cullinan is out, and I believe it's Kara Olson, who's just come in, a 5'7 freshman, who hit that three in the first half. Rorschach in the backcourt, across the timeline safely to Chilson. Chilson down the left side of the lane, and
blocking foul.
Called for a bump and a foul.
Destiny.
It's Destiny Boffman. Well, online or in person, learn your way. This is nothing new for Lakeland University. They've been doing online education for over 25 years. Lakeland University, always connected with options for you. Lakeland.edu/blended. Lakeland.edu/blended. A straight on three, splashed home. That's the second for Kara Olson. And a quick whistle and a timeout by Regis. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds. Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports, 42-24. McDonald with the lead.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA. Both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Well, Culver's has fresh custard for you every day. Try the flavor of the day at Culver's of Lake Halley, where they are now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply online at culvers.com/careers or in person at Culver's of Lake Halley. Culver's of Lake Halley, a great supporter of Chippewa Falls sports. Emma Stelter into the game out of the timeout. She'll heave it ahead to Destiny Boffin, to Lauren Dietz left of the lane. Back out to Marley Hughes as McDonald facing pressure out of that Regis timeout, but still able to break it safely. Marley Hughes, left side to Emily Cooper. 42-24, the Lady Max, almost 5 minutes into the second half. Here, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, Dawson Halverson at the Wogo home base in Halley. Lauren Dietz down the lane, took contact, draws a blocking foul, and Lauren, the sportsmanship, a helpful hand up to Ashley Chilson. As Dietz was not going to be denied that time, she'll earn a trip to the line. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, first free throw rims out for Lauren Dietz. So she is still sitting at 6 points for the time being. 42-24 McDonald, 13:03 remaining. Emily Cooper will take a break. Sydney Flanagan back in for Coach Cooper. Second free throw, book it. For Lauren Dietz, she has seven. 43-24, McDonald up 17. One whistle on either team here in the second half. That was the first on Ashley Chilson a moment ago. Chilson right wing against Marley Hughes outside the arc. Drops it down to McKenna Rorschach. She is triple teamed. Rorschach still forces up the shot and hits the underside of the rim. Rebound Emma Stelter. Marley Hughes pushes across the timeline. Emma Stelter straight on from Destiny Boffman. Back to Marley between the circles. Hughes works off a screen from Emma Stelter. Hughes down the left side of the lane between two defenders. High off the window with the left hand. No. Rebound. Foul. Should be against Olson of Regis as Emma Stelter, a great box out.
Yes.
That's the second on Regis here in the second half. I believe that's just the first on Kara Olson.
Yes, it is.
The freshman will take a seat in favor of Ava Hyman, the sophomore. McDonald will inbound underneath. Two at the right elbow, one at the left block, one in the right wing. Marley Hughes holding. Goes back to Lauren Dietz on the right. Back to Marley in the corner in front of her own bench. Marley maintaining a right-handed dribble. Leaves it for Lauren Dietz. Dietz with the catch. Now driving down the right side of the lane. Blows right by her defender and scores. Lauren Dietz almost into double digits.
Yeah, she's making up for some time there. She doesn't want to go back on the bench.
21-point lead for McDonald, 45-24, one-third of the way through the second half. Ava Hyman drops it down with a bounce. Kick out, right side, long two, in and out. Rebound pulled down by Chilson, working hard down there. Chilson over a double team. Countless shot. No offensive foul. Emma Stelter drew that one from Ashley Chilson. Coach Joas is not happy with it. Chilson again in a double team, and she went up strong, and McDonald gets the benefit of the whistle there.
Yeah.
And that's the third foul against Regis here in the second half. Emma Klink just subs out. And Schroeder back in. 45-24 McDonald. Marley Hughes down the right side of the lane. Goes up strong with the right hand. Beautiful kiss off the window. Marley has 16. Hyman right wing. Being chased by Sydney Flanagan now on the left. Flanagan continuing to hassle Ava Hyman as she's maintaining a dribble now to Schroeder on the left wing. Schroeder holding, takes a couple exploratory bounces. Leaves it up top, Rorschach stepping back for three. That one just grazes the front of the rim. Emma Stelter with a rebound and tiptoeing along the baseline, saves it back to Dietz, but Chilson takes it away on a loose ball. Now a quick foul on Emma Stelter as she hit Carly Borst. And the 5'6 freshman will go to the line shooting two. Great work there by Emma Stelter on the save, and Lauren Dietz just couldn't quite handle it. And Regis gets the ball back, and then a quick foul, and Emma saying, earn it.
Yeah.
So Boris, the first free throw is short. Well, if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. If that small chip in your windshield is turned into a big crack, call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. Second free throw for Carly Borst, the freshman looking for her first points, and she will get it. 47-25, McDonald up 22 with 11:07 and counting to go in. This one here from Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Radio. Watch and listen via Max TV. Right side, Sydney Flanagan in the corner against Borst. Flanagan, the senior, against the freshman. Drops it off with a bounce between the circles. Emily Cooper. Cooper hands off to Marley Hughes. Hughes, who's had the hot hand late going first half and into the second. Destiny Boffman to Cooper. Cooper curling into the lane. And the left block. Back out Marley. Marley Hughes against McKenna Rorschach. Flips right side, Destiny Boffman. Boffman spinning down the right side of the lane. Back to Marley Hughes. Hughes, beautiful no-look bounce. Emma Stelter couldn't quite handle it. Dug out of there by Regis's Chilson. Chilson on the move. Chilson fires a pass too tall. And that's a turnover on Regis. She was looking down low for Schroeder. And we'll have a substitution for McDonald. Marley Hughes will get a well-earned break. Aubrey Dorn back in. 10:20 to play in the game. 47-25 to Lady Max.
Playing some good basketball right now. Regis is in her man-to-man. And I think the McDonald girls can run a good offense against a man-to-man here.
Dorn left side for Emily Cooper. Cooper really thought about the three. Pulls it back to Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan hands off Destiny Boffman at the foul line to Cooper. Cooper curling into the lane. Leaves it for Sydney. Sydney back to Destiny Boffman. Boffman down the right side of the lane. Scooping shot off the glass and good. Destiny traversing from left to right, and she has five. 49-25. McDonald, their lead is almost as many points as Regis has scored. On the left, Ava Hyman. Hyman fires it down to the left block. Little trouble there for Boris. Back out to Hyman. 4-3, drained it. That was a good-looking shot there from the sophomore, Ava Hyman. Just her second field goal. She has five. Normally averages about 12. A lot of time left here in the second half, though. 9:19 remaining. 49-28, McDonald. The lead here at home against Regis. Emily Cooper into the lane. Back out to Destiny Boffman on the left wing. Boffman just inside the foul line. Hands off to Dorn. Dorn hands off to Cooper. Cooper straight on. Cooper down the right side of the lane after a hesitation dribble. Blocked on the way up. Somebody got a piece of that one. Hyman on the floor. Hands off to Rorschach, and the senior will take the reins. Lone senior on this Regis roster across the timeline. 8:50 to play. Ashley Chilson tries a 12-footer. No good box out once again by Emma Stelter. I feel like we say that every time Emma corrals a rebound.
She does a nice job.
Working the fundamentals. Aubrey Dorn, good possession inside the right block. High off the window and good. She went over the top of the senior Rorschach.
First bucket of the night.
Aubrey Dorn with two. 51-28 McDonald 8:25 to go. Right side, Schroeder. They work to Rorschheim. High post feed. That's Chilson, and Chilson comes up short from 8 feet.
Yeah, they're forcing a lot of shots in there. McDonald's just playing some stifling defense.
And McDonald doubling on Chilson, it seems, when she gets the ball in the lane, and that's making it the window very tight. 4-3. No for Emily Cooper, just left of the circle. Ava Hyman now on the run. Hyman, runner in the lane. Teardrop does not hit the rim, out of bounds. And
it was tipped.
I say tipped by McDonald. So maybe someone got a piece of that on the way up. Lauren Dietz will come in. Sydney Flanagan out. Chilson sits, as does Borst. And Cullinan came back in for Regis. And also Emma Klink. Inbound to McKenna Rorschheim, left wing in front of her own bench, directing traffic there. Rorschheim spins, almost lost the ball. Now at the foul line, maintaining a right-handed dribble, steps back for a 16-footer. In and out, rebound track down the corner by Cullinan. Back to Rorschheim. Rorschheim outside the arc, right corner, 4-3. Back bracket, no. These are a lot of out-of-rhythm shots for Regis. Tough to make. Show and go, driving against Emma Stelter is Schroeder, and Schroeder will get the foul. Stelter bumps her from behind on the shot. It's a good fake there by Schroeder. 7:24 to play. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Schroeder, that's her first point. And she makes the first free throw. Marley Hughes in, Destiny Boffman out. Also, Emma Stelter out, as Abby Petronovich back in for McDonald and Coach Cooper. Second free throw for Schroeder. That one too strong. Rebound to Abby Petronovich. Light backcourt pressure against Emily Cooper by Schroeder. Cooper working off a screen from Petronovich. Just inside the arc, straight on. Left wing feed. Now Dorn leaves it for Cooper. Cooper doesn't pull the trigger on three from the right. Lauren Dietz off the feed. Goes between her legs, left side into the corner, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn back to Hughes. Hughes working against Hyman, kicks it out, right wing. Emily Cooper holds, pauses for a moment. Now working the left hand. Emily Cooper on the right wing against Schroeder, goes behind her back. Nifty move, slides, a bounce pass down low. Abby Petronovich can't get it to fall, kicks it back out though.
Yeah.
Marley Hughes. So Petronovich, the offensive rebound. Now Lauren Dietz. Dietz, 18-foot jumper, rebound no. Goes to Schroeder of Regis. 51-29, McDonald, 6:20 in count.
They burned up a lot of clock on that one.
Ava Hyman, left wing, picks up her dribble, goes across the floor. Rorschheim, Rorschheim to Schroeder. Schroeder drops one into the post, knocked away, last touched by McDonald. Abby Petronovich had a hand in there. Schroeder will inbound.
He's really mixing up the defense.
Schroeder holds, finds Hyman in the paint. Hyman too strong off the mark from 5 feet. Knocked out of bounds and will go to Regis. Hyman got knocked down. McDonald, several helping hands to get her back up. 6:06 to play in the second half. 51-29, the Lady Macs lead the Lady Ramblers. Schroeder holding, goes up top to the outlet, Cullinan. Left side for Ava Hyman, the sophomore, against fellow sophomore Emily Cooper. Right wing, Schroeder. Schroeder to Abby Petronovich as Abby forces the turnover. Emily Cooper waiting to cross the timeline, flips a pass to Marley Hughes. Hughes with 5:46 to play. Emily Cooper, right wing feed, Abby Petronovich stepping right on that arc, back to Cooper. On the right wing, Cooper against Schroeder. Good screen up top. Abby Petronovich, the roll. Cooper finds her. Abby can't quite handle it. Now she gets tied up and goes hard to the ground, along with Cullinan of Regis. And possession on the held ball is going to go to the Ramblers. Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, cvosm.com/WOGO. Klink throws a pass right to Marley Hughes. Hughes now has a one-on-one, finds Dorn. Dorn flips it overhead in the paint. Marley Hughes cleans it up and scores.
What a great pass.
Man, I thought Marley's pass was good, but yeah. Dorn one-upped her.
And everybody thought that Dorn was going to shoot that ball.
On the high post, McKenna Rorschach, the senior. Rorschach flips to Ava Hyman into the left corner. 17-foot jumper, air ball, rebound. Emily Cooper of McDonald. 4:38 and counting, 53-29 McDonald. Aubrey Dorn got ahead of everybody, runs hard to the rim off the feed from Cooper, and she'll earn a trip to the line, Aubrey Dorn. Coming up, we'll have your post-game chat with head coach Don Cooper of the Lady Macs. Full game highlights, or second half highlights, stats analysis as well. First free throw off the mark for Aubrey Dorn. She is a 58% foul shooter. It will be the post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices. Commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com, postglassandmirror.com. Are you just subbing a bit here? Sending out 3 for 3 as Aubrey Dorn will have a second attempt in just a moment.
So Callie Willie is going to come in for her if she can make this.
Free throw is good. For Aubrey Dorn, she has 3, and Goulet will come in. Well, as a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed, flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended. Chilson to Rorschach. Rorschach, a deep three, left wing, hit that one. All net for McKenna Rorschach. That is her first field goal of the second half, if you would believe it. She is 10, a talented senior. 54-32, McDonald still cruising up 22. Marley Hughes. Hands off to Cooper. Cooper right at the foul line, maintaining a right-handed dribble back to Marley. Hughes flips it and gives a little slip screen to Lauren Dietz. Dietz down the left side of the lane, over the top. Rorschach, no. Offensive rebound. Stelter pulls it out to Hughes. Hughes down the left side of the lane, split a couple defenders, blocked on the way up. Good block there by Ashley Chilson.
It's pretty crowded in the middle.
Well, Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. 3 generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Schroeder comes out for Regis. Marley Hughes will inbound underneath the hoop. Finds a cutting Emma Stelter. Stelter can't quite get it to fall with the left hand. Offensive rebound, Lauren Dietz. Dietz attacking down the right side of the lane. Ducks her head between 2 defenders. No offensive rebound. Put back, no, for Stelter. It's batted back out to Dietz. Falling away from 16 feet. No offensive rebound again to Goulet. And Goulet flipped it out to Lauren Dietz, who is still sitting on the floor and manages to quickly get the offense reset. Now Emma Stelter draws the foul as she goes in hard in the lane. What a frenetic possession for McDonald, and great hustle and rebounding all throughout.
Yes. I don't know quite how Lauren ended up on her seat, but was smart enough to, when she caught the pass, to throw it right back. Oh,
Stelter, good rotation on the free throw, and Emma Stelter now has 5.64% foul shooter. We'll warm up with plump, juicy, naturally raised chicken tenders from Culver's. Regular and buffalo served hot and crispy at Culver's of Lake Halley. That sounds good on a cold night. Second free throw after the deep knee bend. No for Emma Stelter. Just a little bit too long. Rebound to Chilson. 55-32 McDonald. 3:22 and counting in the game. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com. Proud to partner our WOGO Sports Audio with Max TV, the live video stream. Right side, Ava Hyman fires it down to Chilson. Chilson out of a double team, goes high off the window and good. That's the first basket of the second half for Ashley Chilson. So the 2 leading scorers in the first half for Regis did not score until under 4 minutes to play. Now, barreling down the left side of the lane, Lauren Dietz draws the foul, the hoop, and the harm for the senior. And Lauren now into double digits.
She was going from the get-go.
11 points for Lauren Dietz. The 2:53 to play. It's 57-34. The Lady Macs, 3-point play completed for Lauren. And now a timeout taken by McDonald. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Macs basketball on WOGO Sports.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality?
While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and PERC tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
At Culver's, we cook our butter burgers pretty much the same as you would at home. Only our three-cut blend of fresh beef will do. Then you'll need to master our signature press and sear technique. You may want to practice a few thousand times. Add real Wisconsin cheese, top with a lightly buttered toasted bun, and serve yourself with a big warm smile.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole cook-to-order butter burger thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Well, I wanted to check this during the break. Marley Hughes has a season-high 18 points tonight. Her previous high this year was 14, so a phenomenal game by Marley Hughes. Leads three different Lady Max players in double digits here tonight.
Yes, and she was just, from the start of the game, she was just shooting so confidently.
Under 3 minutes to play, 58-34. McDonald cruising here against Regis to sweep the season series if all holds well here in the final 2:40. Ashley Chilson, right side McKenna Rorschach. Rorschach against Destiny Boffman. Rorschach splits two defenders, muscles in there, count the basket as she bowled over Emma Stelter. And that will send Rorschach to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play. She has a little mini run of five quick points and a chance to get six, 58-36. And so Rorschach, who hadn't scored in double digits the last two times out against McDonald, now with 12, looking for 13, and she'll hit the free throw. 2:34 to play, 58-37. McDonald, Lauren Dietz across the timeline. Maddie Geisler is going to come in at the next opportunity here. Now Lauren, straight on, four, three, straight in. Lauren Dietz, she may be in foul trouble, but a scorer gets hers.
She's played a pretty clean second half.
Yeah, no fouls in the second half after picking up three in the first. Blocked by Destiny Boffman down low as Rorschach had good position, and Destiny swats it away, 61-37. In our post-glass, post-game show, we're going to have a lot of highlights, so stay with us. Boffman up top, Callie Goulet, 61-37 to McDonald. Lauren Dietz driving baseline. Dietz scoots it out to Destiny Boffman, 4-3, right wing. Oh, it rimmed in and out, spinning around the iron. That's not even fair. Now Lauren Dietz, a safety, stepping in front of a pass and intercepting it from Rorschach. Dietz down the left side, backs it out. Sydney Flanagan, the minute 38 left, to Destiny Boffman. Boffman threw it away from Lauren Dietz. I think she thought Lauren was cutting back out to the wing.
Yeah. A little zigged when she zagged.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. A lot of support for Lauren Dietz as the senior gets a hand as she heads to the bench with under 90 seconds to play. Another now for McDonald is Maddie Geisler, as previewed. Callie Goulet working against Chilson. Emma Stelter with the double. Chilson falls to her knees, and that's going to be a whistle against McDonald.
That's going to be number four on Emma.
And that would be the team's fifth. Six whistles against Regis. Minute 18 left. It is indeed the fourth on Emma Stelter. And Destiny Boffman out, and Isabel Hartman, 5'7" sophomore forward, number 31, into the game for Don Cooper. Inbounds thrown into the backcourt, and that's going to be tipped by McDonald, so no over and back violation. Chilson works across the timeline against Hartman. Sophomore against sophomore. Chilson going to take it herself, high off the glass, forces the issue and scores. Ashley Chilson now with 11 points, 61-39, under a minute to play. McDonald still leading comfortably. Hartman left wing to Maddie Geisler, open for three, pops it left corner. Ooh. Oh, hit the back of the iron. That was a good-looking shot from Maddie Geisler.
Nice rebound by Callie Goulet.
Offensive rebound. McDonald stays with possession with under 40 seconds to play. Maddie Geisler driving into the lane, hands off to Hartman. Hartman between a couple defenders, blocked on the way up by Chilson, knocked out of bounds, and will go the way of the Ramblers.
Sydney Flanagan is out.
Now we have for McDonald.
I believe that's... Did we have this problem before? I think that's Kylie Jensen.
And a walk by Reaches on the other side. Yeah, we did, so wearing 34, and so we think it's Kylie Jensen, the sophomore. At some point, I'll think to actually ask before the game what number she's going to wear in varsity. 20 seconds to play, 61-39 McDonald. So Jensen driving baseline, no on the shot. Offensive rebound, pull down Maddie Geisler. Geisler with 12 seconds to play against Rorschach. Drops a pass to Hartman. Hartman driving baseline between three defenders, blocked on the way up by Chilson. Hartman gets it back and walked with the ball with 4.3 left. So that should just about do it. Regis will inbound against the McDonald pressure here. With 2 seconds to play, Hyman makes it to midcourt. She's going to heave it from 35. Off the glass, too strong. And McDonald takes care of business here at home and rolls the Ramblers 61-39. McDonald moves to 16-3 on the year, now 10-2 in the Western Clover Belt Conference, still firmly ensconced in second place and chasing Osseo Fairchild. Regis falls to 7-12 on the year and now 4-8, still in sixth place in the Western Clover Belt Conference. We're going to step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. It's time for the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We are back in 3.5 minutes. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Lady Macs 61, the Eau Claire Regis Lady Ramblers 39. Back in 3.5 with your post game on WOGO.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry, near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic,
Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back. This is the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. McDonald sweeps the season series against Eau Claire Regis tonight. Your final 61-39. Head coach Don Cooper joins us here. And coach, we talked before the game. This is a quality Regis team. This is team that played you close at their place. And Mark, in what we call our Toyson Ford keys to the game, he said, you know what? Whoever gets off to a hot start here is going to have the advantage. And my goodness, you shot the lights out to start.
We did. And again, the girls have had a great week of practice and got some great advice by Coach Maloney here over the weekend, and thought it was really good. And the girls were a lot more relaxed. Came out with a little fun attitude, and we played really good defense.
And they looked confident, and that's something, again, maybe sometimes we have our expectations of who's going to lead the team in scoring in a half or in a game. But from Destiny Boffman to Marley Hughes to Emily Cooper to Lauren at the end of the game coming on strong, there was a lot of confident offense here tonight. And then, of course, you love your bigs underneath the way they battle.
Absolutely. And, again, that's what it's all about, a total team effort. And the girls did a great job of executing. And, again, just we told them that the shooting's going to – it'll open up. We've been practicing and preaching defense, and now we're just resting our legs and shooting a lot more, and they're going to fall.
Coach, when you talk about defense and team defense, a couple things that really stood out tonight. McKenna Rorschach, a phenomenal player. And, she's going to get hers, but she really – was taking a lot of off-rhythm shots tonight. And I think, again, that's something that you've done well against her in the last couple times, too, is kind of frustrating her. Ashley Chilson, another phenomenal player, but I don't know that she ever got a shot in a one-on-one situation because the help defense was coming so quickly on both of those stars.
Absolutely. We just try and take them out of their game, especially the stars, and we did a really good job here tonight.
Coach, what's the main thing that you praise your team for in the locker room here? What's the main thing you say, here's one thing we can do better?
The intensity and our pride and our energy that we brought today was just phenomenal.
And, Coach, we're going to see you again not too long down the road in 8 days. We'll see you at Kadad for a big one. Hopefully you can pick up a win at Bloomer in the meantime. But thank you for, again, another very entertaining night of basketball. And this team seems to be trending in a really positive direction this stretch run.
Well, thank you guys for the great coverage. We really appreciate it.
Coach Cooper, thank you so much for your time. Once again, your final score, McDonald's 61, Regis 39. Don't go away. We've got more to come here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball on WOGO.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week.
Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
My name is Tracy Smisky, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back. This is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. A lot of smiles here tonight for McDonald as they roll over Regis 61-39. The Lady Macs now 16-3 on the year and get into double-digit conference wins, 10-2 in the Western Clover Belt. Regis, a talented team, still a young team, 7-12 now on the year and 4-8 in the WCC. We've got your highlights coming up after our final break, and we'll look at the leading scorers in a minute. But first, we just heard from Coach Cooper, Mark Maloney, and again, they had intensity. They had a fast start. They played confidently on offense, and it's maybe the reward for all the work they put in on their defense throughout this season.
Yes, they played a really good all-around basketball game, defensively, offensively, helping each other out, unselfish passes, just all-around good basketball. And it's nice to see that happening here at the beginning of February, and things are going to be heating up here shortly, and they got a couple more games to go to maybe, you know, at least hold that second place. Maybe Osseo gets tripped up along the way and they share a crown. You know, we can hope for that kind of stuff, but they do have some tough games coming up with Bloomer and Cadott that they got to get through in the conference, and a couple of non-conferences after that, and then right into the thick of things after that.
Here on WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Again, a quick look ahead at the calendar for McDonald. They'll play at Bloomer on the 8th and then at Cadott on the 11th. We will have that game for you here on WOGO on the road. That'll be a big one. Cadott, of course, the only team in the WCC to topple Osseo Fairchild this year. They're a talented team. They can shoot, and we saw McDonald get the better of them 51-36 here at home. But again, sometimes a good shooting team is that much better on their home gym. In their home floor.
Exactly, and it's you know, Cadott's got a nice gym over there, and again, it's tough to, you know, play somebody on their floor, and like you said, they got some good shooters on that team. So McDonald's gonna have to, again, play some, like Coach Cooper alluded to, they got to play some really, really intense defense in order to stop, you know, those type of teams from you know, taking offense control.
Well, we'll see McDonald two more times after that Cadott game on Valentine's Day night at Oliva Strum, and then on the 19th, the Clover Belt crossover game, assuming that things stay here with McDonald in at least second, if not first place in the WCC. They should be headed for a crossover matchup down in Osseo against the second or first place team in the eastern side of the Clover Belt Conference. Next time, we'll see these McDonald Macs boys Not long to wait. They'll, after a week off, a well-deserved week off, will face Osseo Fairchild. Note the matinee start time, 2:40 here on WOGO Sports and Max TV on Saturday against Osseo Fairchild, trying to sweep that season series. And a well-deserved break after the McDonald boys knock off the number two team in the state in Division 5, Marshfield Columbus Catholic, 1 week ago on Saturday, 59-49. Looking forward to digging more into how that came about on Saturday as we break it down and talk with Coach Schilling. But again, it's been a little bit of a scuffle sometimes with the non-conference schedule they're playing, the conference schedule they're playing for these McDonald boys, but then they go out and maybe open some eyes around the state.
Oh yeah, you know, but again, they have you know, that's coming off of the Fall Creek game, and you know, Fall Creek's just got a phenomenal team, and Stanley Boyd's got a phenomenal team. So the McDonald boys had a couple losses, you know, coming into that Marshfield game. So again, it was nice to see them come out and play really good basketball and beat a state-ranked team. So that was a good boost for the McDonald boys. And now they had a little, like you said, a week off. And Osseo, again, they kind of played them well down there. And again, it's a Saturday afternoon game. We'll see how that does for everybody's biorhythms, if it turns them all, gets them all out of whack, and you know, a Saturday afternoon. So looking forward to that one. And again, the boys got to come out and play some good basketball.
Again, a quick look at our WOGO Sports calendar, which you can check at WOGO.com at your leisure as well. But tomorrow night, Mark Halverson will have Chi High Lady Cardinals basketball looking for their first win of the season. They'll be facing conference leader Menominee. So a good time to get it, 6:55 p.m. the start tomorrow. We'll see if the Lady Cards can pull off that upset. And also Chi High Hockey and CFM Hockey cruising toward the playoffs. Last regular season game on our docket before the tournament starts will be on the 8th of February. Greg Stewart and Chase Hubel with the call as the Cardinal boys on the road at Eau Claire Memorial. We're going to take one quick 60-second break, then we'll be back to finish up the Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls with your highlights and leading scores. Stats and highlights next in 60 on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Six Ways Post-Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
My name is Tracy Smisky, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls here on WOGO Radio. Looking at your stats as McDonald rolls over Regis 61-39 for their 16th win of the season. Seven players scored on each side. Eau Claire Regis was led by McKenna Rorschib, 13 points, but again, that's almost 6 points below her season average. 11 for Ashley Chilson, right around her regular scoring output of 10.7. Regis also had six from Kara Olson, the freshman, with a three in each half, five from Ava Hyman, that's about seven below her season average, and two for Emma Klink, one apiece for Carly Borst and Annabelle Schroeder. On the other side for McDonald, three players in double digits. They were paced by 18, nine in each half for Marley Hughes. That is a season high for the junior. 15 for Lauren Dietz, and again, battling foul trouble, she scored 12 in a phenomenal second half to come up second in point tallies here tonight for the Lady Macs. And how about the first half for Emily Cooper? She didn't score in the second half, but poured in 13 points in the first. Five apiece for Emma Stelter and Destiny Boffman, three for Aubrey Dorn, and two for Abby Petronovich. Before we bid you adieu here, let's take a listen to how the second half sounded. Your highlights here on WOGO Sports.
Played a pretty clean second half.
Yeah, no fouls in the second half after picking up three in the first. Blocked by Destiny Boffman down low as Rorschib had good position, and Destiny swats it away. 61-37. In our post-glass, post-glass.
Deese got carded with Kenna Rorschach.
Left side, Marley Hughes. They left her open. She'll take it. She'll make it.
Beautiful.
Marley Hughes shooting with confidence tonight. That's her second triple. She has 12 points. Battling for it, Lauren Dietz and Marley Hughes with the offensive rebound after the effort by Lauren. 39-21, the Lady Max. 14-38 to go, second half. Hughes cutting inside the right elbow, back out to Lauren Dietz. Dietz steps back for three, right side, book it. Oh, you can tell she wanted to get hers.
Yes, she
She's
did.
Been sitting on the bench for too long with foul trouble. Lauren Dietz. It's on the right, back to Marley in the corner in front of her own bench. Marley maintaining a right-handed dribble. Leaves it for Lauren Dietz. Dietz with the catch. Now driving down the right side of the lane, blows right by her defender and scores. Lauren Dietz almost into double digits. Emma Klink just subs out. And Schroeder back in. 45-24 McDonald. Marley Hughes down the right side of the lane, goes out strong with the right hand. Beautiful kiss off the window. Marley has 16. Destiny Boffman at the foul line to Cooper. Cooper curling into the lane. Leaves it for Sydney. Sydney back to Destiny Boffman. Boffman down the right side of the lane. Scooping shot off the glass and good. Destiny traversing from left to right, and she has 5. I feel like we say that every time Emma Corral's a rebound.
She does a nice job.
Working the fundamentals. Aubrey Dorn, good possession inside the right block. High off the window and good. She went over the top of the senior Rorschach.
First bucket of the night.
Aubrey Dorn. Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, CVOSM.com/WOGO. Klink throws a pass right to Marley Hughes. Hughes now has a one-on-one, finds Dorn. Dorn flips
goodness.
It over her head in the paint. Marley Hughes cleans it up and scores.
What a great pass.
Man, I thought Marley's pass was good, but Dorn one-upped her. The free throw. 2:34 to play, 58-37. McDonald, Lauren Dietz across the timeline. Maddie Geisler is going to come in at the next opportunity here. Now Lauren, straight on. 4-3, straight in. Lauren Dietz, she may be in foul trouble, but a scorer gets hers.
She's played a pretty clean second half.
Yeah, no fouls in the second half after picking up three in the first. Blocked by Destiny Boffman down low as Rorschach had good position, and Destiny swats it away. Had to hear that block from Destiny twice as I had my cuts out of order. So nice you had to hear it twice. This is the Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. As usual, we're about the last ones in the gym, but there were a lot of great highlights and a lot to break down. I mean, again, when you look at the final score tonight, Mark, 61-39, McDonald, 22-point win, but this is a quality Regis team. They don't get blown out that often. I mean, about their only double-digit losses are teams like Osseo Fairchild, and even then they held it within 13 or so. So for McDonald to get a win here by 22, I think is a pretty emphatic statement that they are rolling at the right time.
I agree with you, and I got to give credit to Coach Cooper and his staff for getting these girls ready at this stage of the season, and that's where we want to be. I mean, the confidence these girls eluded tonight, every single one of them, was amazing. They just came out and said, hey, you know, we're better than you, and we're going to play better than you. And, and they just did. They took it to them and did a nice job. And, that's exactly where you want to be right now.
And we are looking forward again to the stretch run and hopefully a long playoff run as well. Thank you so much for joining us here on WOGO Radio and Max TV. We appreciate every single one of the sponsors making these broadcasts possible. And please, as often as possible, patronize them, even if it's just walking in and letting them know how much you appreciate their support of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics here on WOGO Radio. Dawson Halverson, thank you for keeping us on the air, running smoothly back at WOGO's home base in Halley. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying good night from McDonald Central in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Lady Max 61, the Eau Claire Regis Lady Ramblers 39. This has been McDonald Lady Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, AMPI, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.